Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love, fantasy, hit the Diva Squad. Angie, Rachel, and T.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace.
It's Butterbee. GQ Palace. Radio. Hey, it's Lavina, the Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday night than spend my time with the Diva Squad. Chilling, 7 to 9 p.m. Love Fantasy.
Rachel and Ian. It's Butterbee.
the Diva Squad. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad.
Every day I'm looking and checking on my Facebook page to see whose birthdays are here so that I can try to wish them a happy birthday.
Yes. And for our listeners and stuff, you can hit us up on Facebook, GQ Palace Live. That's GEEQUE Palace Live. You can hit us up there, and you can also send us an email if you'd like something to be discussed in our topic, whatever. And it is anonymous. You don't have to leave your name or whatever. We won't disclose any of that information to anybody. So if you have any questions or anything, you can email at GEEQUE002@gmail.com. So just send in an email, and we will do it on the show. We you know, we good like that. We get a lot of mail. We do have a segment of Diva Mail on here with our Diva Rachel.
Yeah.
So, around. So we got plenty of things going on here. So if you have any issues or whatever, just hit us up. You can follow. I'm on Facebook. Rachel's on Facebook. Angie Smith on Facebook. And I'm on Instagram as well. I'm wearing it well on Instagram. So, you know, just hit us up with us. We got a few things going on over there. So if you don't have any, well, you know, before we get started, and again, my heart goes out to our young black men that are suffering from trigger-happy cops. You know, we just like to, you know, our condolences and stuff from GQ Palace Radio.
Prayers are definitely going up for all the families who are losing members due to this violence, due to this craziness. We pray that it comes to an end, that it ceases. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. So, okay. With that said, I'm going to read off our topics. And what we'll do before we get into the topics, because our lines are already lit up and we do have callers waiting to come on the line, so I'm going to read the topics off, and then I'll give you a chance to answer, and then we'll open the lines up.
All right.
If that's okay with you, Diva.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Tonight we have, we just have, I guess, two or maybe three. You know how we always deviate off the topic, so. But the first topic is, should you wait to start a new relationship, or is it okay to start a new relationship immediately? And if someone does start a new relationship immediately, do you think that your mate has something going on with this person already?
Oh, wow. Should you wait? To each his own, in my opinion. Because there are relationships that, you know, some people can just end their relationship and let it be done. No baggage, no bad feelings, no hard feelings. Let's just cut it, boom, bang, in the past. I'm on to the next. Some people can do that. I myself, I get very attached. When I fall. So it takes me a little bit. However, I have been in a relationship where the feelings left a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we remained together for, you know, financial stability or, you know, and or the children. So, you know, we were just co-parenting in the same facility. And I had, you know, started another relationship while I was still in the, you know, premises of that person. But, you know, it was mutual that it was over and that we were going to do our own thing.
Right.
So I don't think there is no specific time frame. I think it is to each his own. Everybody has their own personality, their own heart, their own mind, their own, you know. But for me, I fall hard, and I think it takes me a minute to get over the past so that I'm able to, you know, group myself back together, leave the baggage where it was so that I can, you know, pack up a new bag and start fresh. So,
right.
Okay. I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't see anything wrong. To each his own.
Right. Now, I think that, personally, I think that you should give yourself time to heal from what, I guess it depends on, it depends on what the situation was in your previous relationship. Like,
uh-huh.
You know, why did you break up or whatever, if it was a hard breakup, if it was a mutual thing or whatever. Yeah. If it was a mutual thing to where, okay, we're not getting along and we don't need to be together, whatever, then it's okay. I think it's okay to just move right into another relationship because y'all already y'all were in agreement. But if it was a hard breakup where y'all don't like each other or whatever, I think you should give yourself time to heal. Like, all right, maybe that I am, you know, over this past relationship, that I'm not bringing all that extra baggage over into the next relationship or whatever. And and it's just, you know, just to be sure that, you know, moving on to the next one is what you really, really want to do.
Right. I would
say
too.
But without, without the old relationship affecting and the new one, you know. So it's like, and as far as do you think that they already have something going on? Not necessarily. You know, you have some people that just, that supernatural chemistry just clicks.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You find it that, you know, you're really compatible with this next person or whatever, and you're getting along. You know what I mean? So, like you said, it is to each his own. Every situation is not the same, so.
You know, I have been in that situation also. I had been in a relationship where I thought I was done with it, and, you know, started even giving myself a little time with dipping and dabbing back in that same relationship and also trying to start another one while I was still in love with that same, you know, that person from the past. And that right there was a disaster also. So you got to make sure you know your self-worth, first of all. Know that you are far better than to be involved in two relationships at the same time.
Right.
And just have your head on. Know yourself, your self-worth, and have your self-esteem where it needs to be.
Right.
I'm not talking about ego. I'm talking about self-esteem because there's a difference between self-esteem and being egotistic. You have to know.
Okay.
Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself.
Oh, yes. You get some cocky people out there now. Like, I know I'm the ish. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, come on. Bring it on down. Bring it on down. You know what I'm saying? You got to check a few folks. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
It's like, you know, I just think that you need a little bit of time just to be sure that, you know, you're not carrying that old mess. So, but I do have another question, though. My other question is, would you want to know how many partners that you're mating at?
Say it again, Diva. Say that again.
Would you want to know how many partners your mate has had?
I am one of those people who, OMG, I like to know. I want to know. If it was 100, I want to know whether it was 100. If it was plus, I want to know whether it was plus. If it was only 5, 4, 3, I want to know exactly how many. Okay, approximately how many.
Oh, my goodness. That's tough. You know why? Because my thing is I want to know which was the most important relationship that they had. Not really the fact of how many, because, you know, you don't want that to hinder you from a good relationship. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want to know what was your most important relationship that you had, because now I'll know who was the closest to you and all of that stuff. That I want to know, because those people can actually surface again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of times when you got 100 partners, that means you probably was just out there humping. That don't really mean nothing. You know what I mean? We just want to know that you're disease-free. That we do want to know. You know what I'm saying? You're out there slinging that thing and giving up that snatch. You want to make sure we're disease-free.
I still want to know at least, were there a lot? Was it over 10? You don't have to tell me that it was completely 100. Just let me know that it was over 20 or over 50. Or
What does that mean? Because that means you got a lot of miles on you. Like,
I was saying on one of the shows before about someone who I had dated, and I wasn't even asking, wasn't even really inquiring, but we were having a conversation, and this person went on to say, oh, yes, I should have had more than 100 babies. So therefore, you're telling me you slept with over 100 people, and you slept with over 100 people unprotected, knowingly.
Yeah. Not all condoms have holes in them. Come on, get it together.
Yeah. So if you should have, you're telling me you should have had over 100 babies, Sorry. We will not be jumping in the sack together until there are about 10 tests. I don't care if we hit it off, we completely
right.
get along.
Right.
I don't care if you beat me off my feet, there still is that factor.
And also, you got to look, because that could be a person that's just into sex. You understand what I'm saying? That appears to me like you don't want none but sex. That's why a lot of times knowing is a gift and a curse.
Yes.
Knowing is a gift and a curse. So you got to be careful sometimes of what you ask for. You get it, and then it's like, oh, man, now I'm dissatisfied for real. Now I'm dissatisfied. So, yes. But hey, you already know they said the truth will set you free. You might not like the truth. It'll set you free. It'll set you free of a beat-down relationship.
Sure enough.
So, folks, again, the number is 646-238-38 for our internet users. The lines are lit up, and at this time, we will open the lines and bring on callers. You press that 1, and you can go on live and kick it with myself and my fellow diva, Rachel.
Yes, sir.
Wow, and chop it up with us. And for those who did not hear the topics, I will repeat them, and you guys can answer the questions. We'd like to hear you guys' input and stuff like that, and your opinions on things.
I gotta say this really quick. I just opened up my page on my iPad. The first thing I see is someone's post. How many sex partners have you had in 2014?
Oh my gosh, that's what the question is to you?
It's somebody's post that they just put up. They put a picture. I'm going to share it on my page, so make sure you check it out.
Tag me in it, so, you know.
Okay.
I'm all over the place.
Go on ahead, people. Somebody tag me in the forum, please.
My gosh. Tag me. But for those, again, who's listening or who just tuned in, I'm going to read the topics off again. And it's that the topics are, should you wait to start a new relationship, or is it okay to start a new relationship immediately after just breaking up? Or and if someone starts a new relationship, do you think that they already have something going on? We also have a topic too. Would you want to know how many partners your mate has had in the past? So we got a few things going on, and We'd like to get you guys in. The lines are open. Just press 1 and go on live with us. Wow.
All right.
Even with that one with the sex partners, I don't think people would be 100% truthful. Simply because, number one, you're afraid of the judgment. You know what I'm saying? You're afraid of that judgment. Scared that if they give the truth about how many, like, now I'm going to lose her or him if I tell that truth. You know what I'm saying? So, but people have to realize you're not with this person because of how many people they did or didn't sleep with. There's something about that attracted you to them to make you want to deal with them anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it has nothing to do with how many people that they slept with before. So,
right.
If that's an issue, you might want to go look at what they call a monastery, where the men are, the nuns.
Uh-huh.
The men and the nuns and pastors and stuff. What you like? You want to look that way for a mate, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But again, try not to set yourself up for what you're not ready for.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what I'm
saying?
A lot of people can't handle stuff like that. Oh.
Exactly. Yeah. Make sure you got your. Make sure you're sitting and you're relaxed, and I mean in your heart, in your mind, in your body and soul. Make sure you are in relaxed mode.
Yes.
You know, to the point where you can handle the answer that you're going to get.
Yes. Be
anyway,
ready for whatever you ask that question.
Exactly. So anyway, with all this being said, just before we go to a song, we're going to go to a song really quick. However, shout out to all of these people doing this ice water challenge for the ALS. OMG. I have not been nominated yet. Not so weird, however.
You just haven't seen it yet. You just haven't seen it yet.
I know. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
You have, but you haven't seen it yet. I asked you if you've seen it, if you went to my page.
What are you talking about? Oh, Jesus. Lord Jesus. I'm sorry. Okay. Did you do it black girl style? Did you do it black girl style?
Let me show you. Wait till you see my video. You're going to crack up.
Okay. I'll check it out. I'll check it out later. I have officially been. I haven't even seen it, and I know now. Thanks to Angie, I've been officially nominated. Anyway, we're going to go to a song.
Okay.
The Lions, Duns, and Divas. We're ready to chat. We're going to go to a song. Hold the line.
Always gotta have the pretty ones, right, Angie?
Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad.
Sometimes I want to love you. Sometimes I want to hate you. You know, But I need to like you all the time. I need to like you all the time. Otherwise, we're going to have problems and situations.
Yes, yes. Diva, if you are in the forum, please tag me because I can't find it.
I'm not in there either. I ain't in the forum. Normally, T brings us up in the forum. We supposed to tag. We slacking. Don't y'all judge us, please.
Somebody tag us in the forum because we're just.
Somebody tag me or something in the forum because I swear I ain't in there. I think I was looking for it too, and I haven't.
I can't wait to see this video, this challenge. Oh Lord!
The girl, I did mine today.
Another
mother challenged me today, and like you gonna see my post where I said don't challenge me on nothing else unless you donate to Ange.
How many people did you challenge?
I challenged like seven or eight people.
OMG.
Yeah.
Boy. Oh God. All right,
yeah.
I'm gonna check it out. Anyway,
that's a whole other show. We're gonna do a show on challenges. Because from what I understand, they've raised ALS up to like $14 million or something. So, I think now it's time to take that money and put it into action. Now it's time for them to come out with a response for all of these challenges people has been doing on some kind of statuses. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly, yes.
On progress.
Yes.
On progress,
yes.
Where y'all at with that? Because now we got to do challenges on us saving our young black men. That's out here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's start a new challenge.
Yes.
You know, no disrespect to those who are suffering from ALS, but now it's a new epidemic out. So this is now we need to start a new challenge. But again, that's another show too. So maybe next week we'll do something on that after we collect some more information and we'll see how the progress is going with that too, as far as charging the officer and all that stuff. So we'll wait on that one. So folks, the line is open. 646-200-3838. And tonight we're discussing, is it okay to immediately start a new relationship after breaking up or leaving another relationship, or should you give yourself some time? Whatever, and if they did immediately start a new relationship, do you think they already had something going on? So, and would you want to know how many mates your partner has had in the past? That's in the contract right there. I'm still laughing off the question.
I still say I want to know. I want to know what type of lifestyle, you know, if I'm asking you about your past, you know, did you grow up in church, you know, do you know God, are you an atheist, you know, I'm finding out all of these things about you. I want to know, were you once a male whore, you know?
That's the nigga Louie, and everywhere I go. Like, you want to know if he was slinging a thing. Listen.
Yes, I would like to know. Thank you very much. I want to know. Please tell me. Thank you very much.
I don't know. I think just some things need to just die. Just be erased. Go on and bury that thing. Hopefully, if they were whores, that they're no longer thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
How do you answer that question, though? If you don't want to disclose that information, how do you answer that question? Like, let's just say that I slept with, I'm just throwing out there.
Okay.
In reality, I'm gonna put it out there. I have not slept with over 10 people in my life.
Okay.
Not even 8. But let's just say that I have slept with, I've had sex with over 75 people.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm just saying, how would I answer that question? Do I say, I really don't think it's your business, do I lie about it? And, you know, I can't lie with a straight face. So
yeah, me either.
Do you say, you know what, I guess this is how you do it. Honey, that's not even important. We're going to go down to the clinic together. And if you worry about whether I have something or not, at least the two of us can find out together before we start having sex. How about that? How does that sound?
Well, you know what? That sounds great. You know what? And it also sounds like a fantasy. Also sounds like a fantasy. Because, again, I don't think people are really going to be... You have some guys or girls out there that are really truthful. Like, listen, I don't have nothing to hide. It is what it is. That's what it was. It's not what it is now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, to take it or leave it.
Right, you have some people
that are actually, you know, that are, you know, that courageous. I'm going to say courageous. Uh-huh. It takes a lot of courage to really tell the truth about yourself.
I'm one of those people. I am very, I'm too honest. You know, I feel like I'm carrying too much weight on my shoulders if I'm not honest. So I tell the truth about myself often.
Well, you know what, Rachel? Go somewhere. And vent about it to a priest, a pastor, or somebody, and let it die there. You understand?
I'm also the type of person that I will voice my opinion if I don't think it's important that you know this type of information. Then, honey, it's none of your business. I mean,
yeah.
Sorry, if you don't like it, then on to the next person, or you know, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like, you know what? I'm not satisfied with your numbers, honey. I got to keep it moving. I'm not satisfied with them numbers.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? How would you tell them after they told you that information and you're not feeling them,
right.
them numbers? How would you disclose your feelings to them about that? Like, I'm sorry, but you slept with too many people. I can't be with you. Or whatever, use a thought.
I go deeper.
You a thought, I can't help it.
I know myself. I know that I would go deeper and start asking all sorts of questions. Okay, was this in your younger days? Okay, was this before your, you know, last relationship? Or was this, you know, and since then, have you changed your life around? Was this before you knew God, or do you know God? You know, I would have to just continue to ask questions like I'm a little kid trying to learn my ABCs. I would ask so many questions.
Right. You're like, listen, you know, I just can't.
There was one person that I was having conversation with, because it didn't go any further than that. This person has actually had a lot of partners, and this person said, confessed to having sent his partners to the emergency room due to being too rough.
Oh.
And would like, you know, say things like, yeah, so I quickly, I think I changed my number after this. Because I didn't want to be stalked. I felt like, you know, he's going to maybe stalk me and try to
hold me down or something.
He was very creepy and was trying to find me on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, and watching me, and oh my gosh, it was crazy. So I'm so glad that this person realized finally. I mean, and I hope he's, you know, not in the bushes one day to find me, but,
yeah.
This is crazy.
How that song, I'm looking out the front door.
There's some crazy people out there.
Some people just don't know how to take no for an answer.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Some people really don't. They don't know how to take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they, I'm a little persistent, too. I can't. I'm gonna say we, but I'm not.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a stalker. For those who I'm not a stalker, you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
And but you have to give me. You have to give me direct answers. Don't subliminals. Don't you know what I'm saying? I need
to
be up front. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm persistent. I can't read between the lines sometimes.
Uh huh. Give me some answers.
Yeah,
maybe you're not understanding me. Let me reword the question for you.
Yes. Let's be clear. Let's be clear about this. You know what I'm saying? Let's just be clear.
Yeah.
So folks would like to get your input on this. People want to know if you would like to know how many partners your mate done had, sexual partners that is. And, you know, is it cool to just jump from one relationship to the next? Like I said, I think you should give yourself a little time. Because for the most that I've seen from people going from one relationship to the next, there was never really any closure with their old relationships. You know
what
I mean? You have to be sure you have that ultimate closure. Like, all right, I'm really done with them. I don't care. I'll invite them to my house or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I am now. Listen,
mm-hmm.
I don't care. You come bring your girl. I'm not that shallow. I'm not shallow.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Because if I wanted you, I'd have you. You understand what I'm saying? If I wanted you, she wouldn't have you. So I'd be bitter. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Don't want to move on to the next if I didn't want you.
Look, be like Mary J. Blige. I can love you better than she can.
Woo! And I already know what I have. I already know what I already know all that. What does piss me off is when they downgrade, though. You got to leave somebody that's a booger, that don't have no job. That stuff pisses me off.
I agree with that. That definitely made me look in the mirror like, hold on, wait a minute. Too good for him anyway. That's why he ended up downgrading.
He was really intimidated.
Oh yeah, that was too much for him. I was out of his league, way above his league. He couldn't handle this.
So I'm gonna throw another question out there to you, Diva, and to all those that are listening. How do you know when someone is genuinely in love with you? You know, you already know your feelings. How do you know when the situation is reciprocated? How do you know that your mate is genuinely in love with you?
Oh, my. I would say that he'll go out of his way that he's in love with me. He'll go out of his way to just to sweep me off of my feet. I mean.
Oh, my God. Find the little things that make you smile. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, and do it with compassion. Not just let me open this door for this, you know. No, just before I even, don't even give me a chance to stop and look at you to, you know, I'm talking about step back in front of me to come. I see his arm there to open the door.
You just call and say hi just because.
Yes.
Little things like that. You know what I'm saying? The little things to make.
Yes.
You know, I would like to hear an input from a guy on this. So for any of you guys that's on the line, I would like for you to press one and give us a male's opinion because we don't want y'all to think we're biased over here at the Palace because we're totally not biased. We are pro woman though. We do women. We stand up for women first. but we like to hear input from, you know, a male's perspective because we can't answer for a man. We're not men. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And then they start getting the wrong idea, like, oh, they just anti men, or they must be single or they ain't got no
male
man.
Bashing.
You know how the male ego.
Male bashing. I've been accused of male bashing. Oh, y'all just male bash. Well,
yeah.
I know we don't. We
don't
male bash.
No, we only bash idiots. We only bash idiots, and that comes female, male, white, black, whatever.
Yeah.
Any way, shape, form, or fashion. An idiot is an idiot. But we still have the right to defend women. You understand what I'm saying? So,
of course.
That's why we always, you know, promote having the dons call in and give us their feedback. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We can, you know, we can balance this pendulum. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like the pendulum is just swinging to one side. So.
Well, we'll go into another song. We shall go into another song. switchboard operator, take us into a song. Hold the lines, all who are listening. Press 1 when we come back, please.
I forgot the name of the song. His song is Red Dawn or something like that. But this is, you know, that's a party joint. How you sweating? Little song.
Okay, I got it. Panama. That was Panama Red.
Oh, Panama nice. Red. Okay.
I like it. I like it. Oh,
Panama
wow.
Red.
My
bad.
I was two stepping, yes. Serious to it. I really like it.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Line is open, and the number 646-238-38, that's for all of our internet users. We have a lot of people that are on the internet and listen to the show live that way.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can't go on live from there. You have to call 646-238-38 and press 1 to go on live. We'd like to hear your comments or, you know, feedback from our shows.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we're discussing relationships because that's what we do over here. We try to keep it, you know, PG. We try to keep it PG because it could get off the hook and then we have to get cut. Then they cut us. Yeah. Again, shout out to T tonight. T home, you know, she's home not feeling too well. So shout out to you, T. Hope you feel better and be back next week. And,
feel better, Eva. Feel better. Oh, yes.
Yes, you already know. And now she's gonna see my video because I nominated her too.
I nominated her too for the ice challenge.
Hello? Oh, I guess I'm on the air by myself right now with technical difficulties, but it's all good. Y'all know I can go. I'll talk
I can't wait. I can't wait to see that video. All right, we do have our first caller of the night, and it's exactly what we've been asking for, so I hope we can handle it. It is a male. Maurice, Maurice, are you there? Hi, Maurice.
How are y'all ladies doing tonight?
Hi, Mo. How you doing?
Whoa. I mean, that female's name Mo, but
Mo.
You never heard a male call a Maurice called Mo? That's what we call our Maurice.
I mean, you know, a long time.
I'm sorry.
Ago,
I apologize because your name is Maurice. I apologize.
Maurice, welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Did you hear our topics tonight?
I actually did not.
Okay. So our topics tonight are, do you think people should wait to start another relationship after just breaking up? And if they did start a new relationship, do you think that they had something going on already?
Well, I think you should wait to start a new relationship, depending on how serious that first relationship was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your first relationship is real serious, then, you got to take time to start a new one. Because all you're doing is using that person as a rebound.
Oh, yes.
And then you left with nothing. Now you're playing with this person's emotions.
Right. I call them pacifiers.
Yes.
I call them pacifiers. Yeah. Because, like you said, Maurice, you're not even really over the other person, but they got you feeling good right now. So you're willing to accept that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and
you have to play with that person's emotions. So yeah, you should take time before you start another relationship.
Yes. Right. So do you think if they do immediately start another relationship that they've already had something going on with that person?
Not necessarily.
Now,
if you already seen them with that person a couple of times, then yeah, they already have something going. But if you never seen them, I don't necessarily mean they had something going with that person already. It could be that they just had a connection that just, a good connection with each other when they first seen each other.
Okay. Some people are just, have that balance. You know what I'm saying? It could be two perfectly strangers. You know what I mean? And they just automatically click and connect. That happens.
Exactly.
So we do have another question, though. Would you want to know how many partners your mate had in the past? Did you just choke?
You know what? That's a good question. But I don't think I would want to know.
Yeah.
You understand? He actually killed the cat. You understand what I mean? One of the person that I'm going to say she, because me and her and the female, one of the it could have been one of my boys, but she ain't never know.
Right.
No, I don't want to know who it was with. I don't know what kind of moves you did. I don't know what was done to you. I don't want to know nothing.
Right. That has nothing to really do with us now.
I feel like
you don't want that sour moment to kill something good that y'all got going on. You know what I'm saying?
That's falling the mood, because now, you're thinking about that. She had this many partners. She had this many partners. Okay, I gotta let me see if I can work it this way. So you can think about it. Now you put yourself in a situation where you're competing with the partners that she had, and you don't even know them.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. That's funny that you said that, right? Because I have a friend, one of my best friends is a male, and he's talking to this new chick. So he calls me up with her in the car. So he was like, can you do me a favor? Can you tell her what my sex game is like. So I said to her, honey, listen, it's different strokes for different folks. I can't speak on how you would enjoy it, but I know when me and him got down, we got it in. You understand what I'm saying? So I can't say that you would enjoy it the same way. You know, and that from that point on, she didn't trust him. She didn't want him to be around me or whatever. So he told her, listen, that was my people's whatever. You asked for that. I gave it to you. Now you're not happy with it. So
wow.
Have to be careful a lot of times of what you asked for. You know?
Yeah, it all falls down to the curiosity. You understand? That's what it falls down to. If you want to be curious, you know, be willing to accept the answer you're going to get asking the question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. You do. Again, you have to be careful of what you ask for. Again, even though the truth will set you free, that doesn't mean you're happy with it. You understand what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I want to know either. I don't want to know. I don't need to really know. As long as I know that you're healthy, you're not around here spreading no disease and all of that stuff, then we can rock. What you did with them, that's your business. You know what I'm saying? And because a lot of times people will bottle that stuff up and then throw it back at you later.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, again, knowing sometimes is a gift and a curse. You know what I'm saying? It's a gift and a curse. So once you find that out, then you're like, oh. So let me tell you, that's what I said. What if you wasn't happy with the numbers? Would you leave them or would you stay?
If it came down to me asking the numbers, no, I'm going to leave them because they're not based on, a relationship ain't based on how many people you slept with.
Right.
It's based on how many people you sleep with while you're with me.
Right. Right. Exactly, yeah. Like I said, it's... Some people just have inquiring minds. You know what I mean? That they just feel that they have to know. Some people are, and they're comfortable with that. They're like, oh, all right. I just want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know. That's me.
Like I said, though, I want to know. What I would want to know was what was the most important relationship in the past. Like I said, because people like that sometimes resurface. You know what I mean? Like, how did y'all feel about each other? And you know what I'm saying? Like, and especially, like, if you have children with somebody else or whatever, I need to know about those relationships because you're going to, hopefully, you'll be involved with your children and the children have their mother or their father, so all of that's going to play a part. Now, that I do want to know about, but as far as you just humping people and all that, all willy-nilly, I don't want to know that, no. All willy-nilly. We're not going to do that. But,
so
we
did
the part of our show where we have Diva Mail and Finished Phrase. So I don't know what you have tonight, Diva, but I'm going to let you take the wheel.
Okay. We're going to go to a quick song. Let's go to a quick song. Let me prepare myself, get my paperwork in order. I do have Diva Mail, and I do have Finished This Phrase. We have entered the portion of our show where we give it a little twist. We do either Diva Mail, where people have emailed us and given us topics, a problem or an issue that they have, and we also have Diva Mail and Finished This Phrase. Going to a song, hold that line, hold that, just hold that thought. I'm trying to do my paperwork, look at the computer and everything at the same time.
Trying to do it all at the same damn time.
Hold that. So we're going to go to a song, and then we'll go to my portion of the show.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love fantasies. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Babe.
Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Diva Squad.
Diva Squad.
Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
This is Taisha, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio Station.
Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, yo, this is the mayor. But I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man, letting them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Give it the program. Give it the program. Give it the program. Give it the program. Give it the program.
Turn it up.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad, T, Rachel, and Andy. It's butter, baby, butter, baby.
Drop her all up the partition, please. I don't need you seeing your thing on her knees. 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We ain't even gonna make it to the club. My mascara running red, lipstick smudge. Oh, he's so horny, yeah, he wants to fuck. He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He Monica and whiskey all on my gown. Oh, that daddy, daddy didn't bring the towel. Oh, baby, 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 I slow it down. So 45 minutes to get all dressed up.
Diva Man, 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 Diva Man,
We have officially entered the portion of the show where we give it a little twist, add a little fun to it, and we read a diva mail, what we call diva mail, from someone who sends us mail, and then I throw a little twist in it and do finish this phrase. We have both tonight. I'm going to start off with the diva mail. Dear divas, I am a female, 45. My husband is 52. We've been married for many years. We have no kids. So we vacation a lot. However, we do this with another great couple, our best friends. Our best friends and us go on vacations to lots of places together. I recently was approached by the wife, my best friend, on a topic that surprised me. Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes. She asked if we would want to go on a swingers retreat with them, since we go everywhere together, a swingers retreat. Now, we've never even given them any ideas as such sort. We don't roll, quote-unquote, roll like that. I'm upset and disgusted. Should I even tell my husband? Should I cuss her out? Should I cuss him off? Please help. Okay, in my opinion. Wow.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wait, because I kind of lost you for a minute.
Okay. Dear divas, I am a female, age 45. My husband is age 52. We've been married for many years. We have no kids. So we vacation a lot. However, we do this with another great couple, our best friends. Our best friends and us go on vacations to lots of places together. I recently was approached by the wife, my best friend, on a topic that surprised me. She asked if we would go on a swingers retreat with them since we go everywhere else together, she said. Now, we've never even given them any ideas of such sort. We don't roll, quote-unquote, roll like that. I'm upset and disgusted. Should I even tell my husband? Should I cuss her out? Should I cut them off? Please help. In my opinion, my husband and I would have to. Now, this wouldn't even be a discussion as to whether we're going to go on this retreat or not, if we're not, you know, into that type of thing, because we're not. I'm sorry, but as friends, how did you even think that we were into this type of stuff? And no, and you have officially ruined the friendship. Bye. What's that term people use? Somebody, bye. What's that term they use?
Felicia. Bye, Felicia.
So she
ended the friendship based upon that question being asked. How long were they friends?
I'm saying, in my opinion, I would have ended the friendship because we don't roll like we. Yeah, I would. They've been friends for a long time. Apparently, they go on vacations, a lot of vacations together, the two couples. And recently, the female asked if they would go on a swingers retreat. So for those of you who out there who don't know what swingers are, it's where we have sex with each other's partners. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, in my opinion, that relationship, that friendship, is completely over.
Wow.
How does she know how the husband feels about it? Right, they are best friends.
Her and her husband have been together for a long time, so I do think she should bring it up to the husband. Yes, definitely. And no, don't cut her out. Don't cut him off. But talk to your husband first and see how
together, we can proceed with this friendship.
I mean, you know, some people actually do it. Me personally, I see what you're saying. That's a question she shouldn't even bother to ask. You know, unless she's something that this lady and her husband were doing that make her want to think that they'll go to a swingers thing.
Right.
You understand? Because an ordinary couple, they ain't going to come out and be like, oh, let's go to a swingers thing. One thing about, I think about male is, a male, but to see another male inside of his female, I think that draws a man's crazy. First thing I'm asking to do, she want to kill somebody. Not saying a female one. I think a male takes it worse than a female. On a rage tip, I believe a male takes it worse. A female is the type, she might get that way, but she, you know, no offense towards our females, but they also sneak. Where, you know, they get that with you, know, like, well, you know what, I'm going to go with a friend now. You know, some females do that, just to be spiteful, just to hurt the man's feelings, because if they love a person, you know, I feel like if they love a person so much, they will get spiteful like that.
Right.
Now, a friend of mine, let me tell you a story, a friend of mine, I just found out over the weekend, he's been with his wife 27 years, right?
Wow.
I want y'all to listen to the story, 27 years. She just told him she's not in love with him, though.
Oh,
27 years, two kids. Now, this is the crazy part. Before he met his wife, she was messing with a dude. When she was messing with him, he found out, got back with his wife. Then he caught the dude in his house with his wife. Not doing nothing, just caught him in the house. Right? Got back with his wife. He gave a party. The dude came to the party.
Oh.
That with his wife. Now his wife is telling this, and you know who she's going with?
Take a wild guess.
No lie, true story. The same
thing.
So, you know, and he's still there. He just told me it's a little while over the weekend, but he's still there with her. And
well,
I'm
she's
like,
been having that going on the whole time. She never ended that with that other dude. They've always
I don't think so. Because if he's 27 years, two kids, that's a long time.
Well, see, you know what? That's why you have to make sure your issues are resolved with that previous relationship. You understand what I'm saying? Because like you were saying, she was messing with this dude. He caught her with him. You know what I'm saying? A long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So she was with that other dude first. So you got to make sure that they have those issues resolved before we move forward.
Exactly.
I have to know it.
For 27
he should not
years.
Be around.
Yeah, 27 years is a long time. I've been there. Like, I've been 20-something plus myself.
Yeah,
but
been there.
As far as swinging, you have some people that are just sexually addictive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just addicted to sex. They don't want to, they still want to maintain their home lives. And as far as handling their business affairs and all that stuff, they still love each other. But they're just addicted to sex. And people and the spouse agrees with it. Trust me.
I can't agree with that. So you still love me. You still love me. You're sitting next to me banging somebody else out.
And you banging somebody else out. That's funny. And like I said, you know what? You have, again, you have to know what you're with your mate for.
You
might want them 100%. You might only get 80%. And that 20% that you're missing might be that sex, and that's when they start swinging and doing all of that other stuff. You know what I mean? So that's it happens, and you have people that are comfortable with that. That will invite somebody in, another person in. They'd like to see their wives or their husbands satisfied sexually by somebody else for whatever reason. Either they can't satisfy them themselves or whatever.
That's
you know.
True. Freaky.
The mind.
Word.
Oh, wow. My God, I'm so freaky. And I guess in a sense, that's what it is. You're a freak.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This. They might not admit to it, but that's what it is.
Yes.
And you're addicted to sex.
I think that's past the freaky stage.
Yeah, that's past freaky.
Yeah.
See, and you know they have swingers clubs and all of that stuff.
Oh yeah.
Where you could just go in there and just randomly You don't have to participate. You can even just sit and watch.
Yes, I've heard.
Sit and watch. Yes. You don't even have to participate. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
That's an addiction. Believe me. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, mm-hmm. no. Again, you got to know your situation. Know who you're dealing with. Know who you are.
Yeah.
All in the same circle.
Bobby,
you know what I mean?
Bobby, mm-hmm. how could you sit and watch somebody bang out your other half?
That's crazy, right?
People can do that.
That's
I
crazy.
Mean, for a man, that should be hard. Because if she's screaming like, you know, the man would be like, hold up.
Yeah, that should kill his manhood.
Okay.
That should kill his manhood. Like, dang, let me go get some Viagra, some Extends, some something so I could please my woman.
Let's say that the man is, he's not right with himself. He doesn't have his priorities in order. And he has, he is attracted to actually other men. But he does not want to let his wife know, so he lets these other men. He lets these other men bang his wife out because he's attracted to the men. But he doesn't want to say that to his wife because he wants. He has a, you know, he has to uphold this reputation.
This image.
It happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened.
Image. You know what, Rachel? That's crazy because that happened.
Yeah.
That happened.
I think if a man is with a woman, he's like other men, she's gonna know. Ain't no way he gonna kick that. She gonna know. One way or another, she gonna know if he like another man.
She might not know, but she'll soon find out. She might not know at that moment because trust me, they can mask that real good. That can be masked real quick.
We're not gonna speak about my experience, but yes, I had an experience where it was masked real good, and I still know that this person, this male, is gonna carry it to his deathbed with me being the only one in the world that knows that he likes to be plugged.
My God.
But he still would not confess it to me even though I caught him in the act.
Lord.
He would never confess to it.
I caught
a black eye from it. I caught him in the act. I sure did. But there are some people that will take it to their deathbed.
You caught him with a dude and he gave you a black eye?
I didn't catch him with a dude, but several times he was caught, you know, us females. We have our wants, our desires, our needs, and some of us have a toy box. Some of us have our own toy box, and I had my own toy box, and I saw that my toys were not placed where I had placed them, and they didn't smell like I normally leave them.
Ooh.
And... I caught my male, a partner at that time, several times in the act. I caught a black eye from it. I caught a broken nose from it. I caught, you should not have been snooping. I caught, I just wanted to find out so that I could teach you how to accept it.
Ah!
There.
No,
yes.
The devil is a lie.
And when you do try it, you're gonna love it. Really?
Oh my God! I wish I was around you. You need a hug.
I can't do that.
You need a hug on that note.
There are some people, but you know, I started getting upset because we are in a relationship now, and you know, at that time, this person and I was, involved. So I said, you know, I think it would be, you know, the best, you know, it would be best for us if you, you know, confess to this so that I know what type of animal or person or whatever you are.
Yeah, and you.
It was never confessed, so I started. Sneaking pictures and, you know, taking little pictures. And that was my evidence. So, you know, if ever, you know, this person doesn't know that I snapped pictures of, you know, wait, why is this here and this there? And, you know, why is this, it's mine, but it's in the trunk of your car with a tube of Vaseline and, wait a minute, you know?
Oh,
Oh yeah, I had to snap pictures of this because I guarantee you this person will take it to their deathbed. Yes. Yeah, I'm not crazy.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, some people will take certain things to their deathbed. Now, we do have finish this phrase. So we're going to go into that.
Yeah, let's go finish this phrase. Good Lord, have mercy.
Finish this phrase. If I could pick one thing to do over in my love life, it would be...
Oh, wait a minute.
If I could pick one thing to do all over in my love life?
Just one thing to do all over.
It would be...
That's a hard question.
Keep my kids and get rid of my baby mamas. That's what it would be.
Keep the kids and get rid of the baby. You know what? That's funny because I think I'd do the same thing. Keep the kids and dump the baby daddy. I'd be artificially inseminated.
Mine would be to never have married the son of a gun.
Wow.
Yeah.
That one's kind of tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough finish this phrase in your love life. But you sit back now and you're reflecting on all the things that you've been through just that quick.
Yeah.
You went like 20 years of stuff in like 2 minutes just now.
Not even 2 minutes, like
30 seconds.
Yes.
Really, like 20, like, God, let me go back to this year. Let me go back to 93 real quick. Let me go back to 91 real quick. OMG. I might have probably would have still been a virgin. I might have thought I probably still food. Been a virgin. Kept my snatch to myself. Hey, I probably would have kept my snatch. If I could have had the kids, if I could have been the Holy Virgin Mary.
Oh, God.
I ain't lying.
God.
But on the real, though, I would have learned a lot. I would have, you know, been educated on more. You know what I'm saying? As far as come to love and, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. I would have, you know.
Taking it slow, yeah.
I would have waited and been a little more educated. Not letting flesh control things.
As the saying goes, if I knew then what I know now.
...
Yes.
Of course,
wow.
You know, that's the story of everybody's life. If I had known then what I know now, if I would have just listened to my parents, or if frogs had wings, they wouldn't flop their asses on the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So it's crazy. So a question to you, Maurice. How do you know when your mate is truly in love with you? Maurice? Oh, he must have stepped off for a second.
Well, you asked the question, Diva. What is your answer? How do you know when your mate is in love with you?
Yes. like you said, when there's the little things, when they really pay attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? When you don't think they're watching or looking at you, they're watching your moves. And when they bring up stuff to you that, you know, just from general conversation, when they've repeated to you something that you said to them, like, you know, I think it takes somebody to really love you to even actually pay attention. Because some people have conversation and not hearing a word that you say. You know what I'm saying? Not hearing a word that you said, but simply because they have some type of hidden motive. So,
right.
You know, stuff like that, little things. Oh,
right.
God. It's tough because you think that you're in love sometimes and it totally isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
in love with the idea or...
Idea and stuff like that.
Well, we do have another caller. Maurice, are you back?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay, because we did have a question for you. Before we ask you the question, we're going to bring on our next caller. Caller, are you there?
Hey, hey. Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hey.
Name in your borough. Say your name in your borough.
My name in my borough.
Yes, name in borough. Baby borough.
Where do I want to be from tonight? Okay, Suffolk County.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Suffolk County tonight.
Okay. You got options, huh? Tonight,
yeah.
It could be Nassau to BX next week. Whatever. I hear that. High five. High five.
Look, can my name be anonymous tonight? I don't know.
Just,
I kinda like
just
that
anonymous. Just anonymous. Anonymous.
Okay.
Welcome to Love Fantasy.
Thank you.
How you doing tonight, Diva?
I'm doing pretty good. I was laughing at what the Diva said a few seconds ago. I think it was you, Angie. I was cracking up laughing. I said, keep the kids and not the baby daddy. I agree with that one. I definitely agree with that one.
Keep the kids, not the baby daddy.
I agree with that one.
Body feeling. I'm sorry.
But you know what I would say? Forgive me when I say it. I would say two of my partners.
Okay.
The question was one thing, name something that you would change or that you regret? What was the question?
Yeah, that you would change.
Finish this phrase. If I could pick one thing to do over in my love life, it would be?
To save myself from these two people.
All right.
Like my feelings, the whole like giving yourself away, you know, I would like to save that.
Okay.
If I could, you know, rewind the time, those would be two people that I definitely wouldn't, you know who you're with.
Uh-huh.
What you say? Who's that?
Want to save your people and get enough to go.
That's Maurice.
Okay, Maurice, how you doing?
I'm all right.
What was your question? What you say?
You said save yourself.
Yeah, you know how when you're in a relationship, you become intimate with the person, if that's what you choose to do.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Right.
The goods. Oh, okay.
These two people that just was not worthy, and I didn't know back then that they weren't worthy of the goodies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They were not worthy of the goodies.
Yeah, they weren't worthy of the goodies, you know. Women have goodies. You know, Maurice? That not everybody should get the goodies. I'm sure you guys have one person that if you could go back time, wish you wouldn't have, you know, been with. Intimate, you know.
Mamas.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so
definitely.
I'm sure everybody has somebody. I'm just saying it's these two people that just wasn't worthy of the goodies.
Right.
That's all. In my eyes. And my baby daddy. You know, he can go bye-bye, too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he's going bye. Bye bye. See you later. Deuces.
Yes.
All right. So, what was the question?
Ah, Felicia.
Ah. And what was the question? What was the topic tonight?
The topic tonight is: do you think you should wait in between relationships, or is it okay? And if a person immediately starts a new relationship, do you think they had something going on already?
I think it's okay. I think you can help who you love, you know, or who you become instantly attracted to and decide you want to do things with, you know. I would say it's okay to end one and start a new one as long as that one that you are starting you didn't have at the same time. You know, like you could end with somebody on Monday and go with somebody on Wednesday if that's what you choose to do.
Right. Okay.
You know, so some women or some men, the way they get over one is by jumping on with the next one.
Right.
You know, some women say or men say, okay, let it marinate first. You know, I don't want to sit and mourn because the relationship is over. I want to pick up the pieces and keep on moving.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to cry over spilled milk.
Right, right. But again, make sure that door is closed.
Yeah, but that means no friends with benefits and stuff like that. That means once you're done, you're done.
Right. Exactly. And the next question we have, too, is would you want to know how many partners that your mate has had?
I'm going to tell you, this one person I was with, right, told me that it was over 100 people. I had to leave.
Was there any people left?
I had to leave. I had to leave because you're a little too seasoned for me, you know? Like, that means you don't even have anything that you have to offer me that you didn't offer anybody else. You done did it all. You know? And I don't know.
Wait, you might be that person that changed all that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it might be something in you that the rest of them didn't have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but look. If you tell me over 100 people, right?
Yeah, that's a lot
you
of people.
Over 100. That's a lot of people.
That's a survey.
So, look. So am I 150 or am I at 175? You know?
Look, over 100 could be about 300.
True.
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't know. So I used to say that, like, I didn't want to know. First, my attitude was when I was younger, I didn't care, you know, because you can't help who you love. But then as I got older and, you know, you start to date and then people start to ask you, you know, oh, well, how many partners have you had? I said to myself, like, do you really want to know? Like, you know, and the guys always say, oh, yeah, I want to know. Okay, but are you going to tell me?
Right.
And then we'll never know what the real number is.
Well,
so you know what?
I think if they offer that information, it's a little more genuine than you having to ask.
But
you understand what I'm saying? Because they need to disclose that information to you because they really trying to get deep with you.
Right, but guess what? But how? To me, I feel like how relevant, that's so irrelevant to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like who you were with and how many times you were with that person or how many people you were with is really none of my business because if you tell me your number, I'm going to leave if I don't like your number.
Yeah.
You know, just the same way as men feel like, okay, well, women, they get the label of a whore if they've been with multiple people, or if they've been with over 50 people.
It's not whore anymore, it's thought now.
Thought now. You know, so my thing is, it's the same way as men will give a woman a label. No one is giving the man a label.
Oh, please.
If I'm with somebody and you tell me, okay, I've been with over 50 people, you know, I'm looking at you like you're crazy. Now, if you 100 years old, what would you with 100 people all your life? Like, come on, that's crazy to me.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's a lot of miles.
Yeah.
Like,
so
what's left to you?
Exactly. Did you leave anything for me? Is there anything in the sperm bank for me?
What's going on?
Yeah, what do you have to offer me at this point? Like, can you even give me a full load?
Like,
I'm just saying, if I was trying to get pregnant, okay, if I want you to shoot and I want you to aim high, do you have enough to aim high, you know, or are you just going to do a little sprinkle?
I don't know.
At this day and age,
no one could be a gift and a curse.
Yeah, I don't want
to know. Knowing is a gift and a curse, believe me.
Look, at the age of 40, I don't want to know. Because if you tell me 40, I'm leaving. So.
Yeah.
And I don't care about the player days and, you know, I was hurt before, so I was, you know, sleeping around when I have, like, 20 more partners that I just got in the last past year. I don't want to hear about all that.
Yep, well, again, yes, you don't ask the question then.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that answer.
Don't ask the question. Again, a lot of people they're not ready for that answer when they hear it. You know what I mean?
So then
they got
the
you
people,
like, dang. It has you second guessing your next step. Also, it has you second guessing your next step. Like, God, now And if I go to this dude, you know what I'm saying? What if the next guy I meet tell me this? Like, am I going to be searching all over the place? Like, nah.
I don't know. I just never wanted to be in a place where you're in one location and you're with your mate and your mate has smashed like 10 or 15 people up in that place. I don't want to be that person.
I hope he'd have enough decency to not even take you somewhere like that. You know what I mean?
Look, what happened if you didn't know? If you didn't, y'all didn't know. Y'all just happened to be at this location.
But see, it can't harm you. It doesn't harm you in any way.
Sure do. If they coming over trying to rub on the chest, hey, honey, how you doing?
Well, now you don't know me. Once it's exposed, there's a difference. Then there's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but, I mean, if everybody played their position to where y'all had that thing over there and nobody violated my space and I don't know that, then it can't harm me. I'm not worried, but we're going to keep that moving. But then once somebody approaches you, now there's a problem.
To be honest with you, I don't even want you to approach me. Because if you approach me with something, I'm going to feel some kind of way. You know? Because in my head, I'm going to say...
Let
me tell you something. A part of me is going to say, okay, well, you had it when it was immature. And didn't know how to work it. Now we got some skills and some highway miles on it. So it's doing a lot better now. you gotta find some humor, because I'm not going to fight over something that, you know, obviously, and I've been around the world anyway.
Community, you know what?
Community property. That's how you put that, Diva. Community property. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that thing all over the place.
Yeah.
You got some girls that spreading the wings to that bird all over the place, too.
Okay, mm-hmm. So question for you guys. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do if you were gonna go get married, right? You guys are you and your mate have decided y'all gonna get married, right?
Uh-huh.
And y'all scheduled this whole big wedding and everything's great. And when they say, does anybody object? And somehow out the blue, two of your exes stand up and they object. What would you do?
Oh, what?
Throw the asses out of there. Throw them right on out the door. Get out. Y'all get out of here with that nonsense. Matter of fact, when I get married, I don't even want the question asked.
You know what I would do in a situation like that? I would politely tell the preacher, I say, listen, this has now turned from a wedding reception to a funeral. Because I'm going to...
So you just continue, like, even though the two people done stood up, right, and they talking about they object and they done dropped on a knee and now they both of them want you to marry them, you just going to keep on going with the wedding like, oh, my God, I can't believe this, you just keep on going?
You know what, that's a good question. What actually does happen in a situation like that? Is the wedding over or do...
That would flatter the heck out of me. I'm like, nah, well, you gonna still get married. Now, if my mate says stop the wedding, that's
how it is. I'm just asking a question, though. But does something like that, I know none of us probably never experienced something like that, but when they say, do you object, if somebody stands up, is that wedding over? Or do what actually goes on? Do you proceed with the wedding? Or?
Well, no, that's up to the couple. They speak, whoever objects can speak their mind, but it's up to the couple whether the wedding stops or not.
I think I might need a few minutes to gather my hair.
I was going to say that. I was going to grab all that, right?
Let me grab this real quick. I can't believe this trigger done stood up and ran to his mouth.
Exactly.
First of all,
give me a couple of minutes. Can we just take a break? Can we just take a quick break? Give me a minute, preacher, please. Pastor.
Let me find out what's going on. That is funny, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it? Oh, look. That's crazy. And you probably do have people sitting in the audience ready to stand up, just don't have the nerve to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. So what would you guys do if your baby mother or baby father showed up at your wedding and stood up and said that they object?
Oh. Oh, and that's a whole other story, right?
They wouldn't get it.
Yeah, I
my wedding.
That's crazy. That's crazy because now you talk about some furniture moving in there now. Now you talk about some furniture moving. I just jump off. You know what I mean? Now you talk about the baby mama or the baby daddy. Like, you know,
that's,
but listen,
that's dangerous ground to walk on.
That is dangerous.
Your bold, first of all, to say something. You're bold to go to that wedding, thinking that you're going to be able to. You obviously have some type of intention for going to that wedding, you know, and wanting to do that. You know, you're looking for some type of attention or a beat down or something. Looking to, you know, stand up and say, "Oh, I'm the baby mama and I object," or "Baby daddy and I object." No. Somebody should stop networking at the door.
Are you guys, is y'all going to have security at y'all wedding?
No, but we will have somebody at the store, I mean, at the door, making sure that if they're not on no listen, I ain't listen. But, I ain't going in there with all that drama. We going to have all
having
that security before the wedding day even comes.
Right.
You already know that didn't just happen on that wedding day. This is something that's been going on already.
Well, me, I'm going to have security at mine. At every exit, there's going to be security.
Yeah, I know I'm going to need security at my next wedding. I don't know who I'm marrying yet, but I know that there's going to be, some angry people at my, you know, when they find out that I'm getting married again.
Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm having security.
Yeah, but you know what? You do have psychos out there like that, bitter people. You know what I mean?
Baby
they
mama.
Could go above and beyond to try to ruin somebody else's life.
Of course.
And stuff like that. We laughing about it, but, you know, this is serious to some people that really have issues like that going on. You know, there's been stories that we've read in the, you know, newspapers and stuff where somebody's been killed either on their wedding day or the day before their wedding and stuff like that because you have people that just don't know how to take no for an answer.
There are exes that can't take the fact that their ex-mate has moved on and found happiness. And, you know, it's tragic. Sometimes it ends up being very tragic. There's some crazy people out there.
You see, I know somebody personally that's happened to. He killed her and then he killed himself. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And
I know somebody that did that.
I know a couple of people that have done that. They actually going through something now, you know, on the news where the family is suing the police department because they didn't protect her. You know, she's had order protections and all kinds of stuff like that. And order protection is nothing but a piece of paper. If you don't have a police on guard all the time or whatever, that security on guard all the time, that paper can't stop them from doing anything.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, and the proof is at the funeral. So, that's crazy. That's why I listen. At that first sign of crazy, you got the bus will be around here in about 5 minutes. Get your stuff and keep it moving.
what do you think the first sign of crazy is?
Huh?
What do you think the first sign of crazy is?
You can see it in their eyes. That's the first sign of crazy. They start getting all rage, throwing stuff around the house and all that. Then the second sign is when they stalking you.
But see, really? I stalked somebody before.
You did? Are you crazy?
That's why I said, what is this for? It's the first sign because I stalked somebody before. I waited outside their house for them to come outside.
You know what? Sometimes people give you a reason.
Well, look, but I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why though. Then I gotta go. I'm gonna tell you why. Me and the person had plans, right? We had plans to meet up, and mind you, it wasn't like it was a fling. It was, I thought it was my man at the time, okay? And all of a sudden, I have to work late. Oh, okay, no problem. And then usually the texting goes on, you know, while we're both at work. All of a sudden, it hit like maybe like 6, 7 o'clock. There's no responding to the text messages. There's no answer to phone calls. Now, mind you, you at work. You could always text. You could always call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you know, I had that gut feeling. That gut feeling said, if you go over there, you're going to catch something. Just drive by. See if the car is there. All right. So I drove by the house. The car wasn't there. I said, okay, cool. All right. He at work. All right. So what I did was I kept calling. I text, I called. No response. All right. I sat right outside the house. Why at like 9 o'clock at night he come pulling up with the next chick?
Oh. No. That's a difference. That's not really stalking. That was his intuition telling you to find out the truth. Now stalking is if he actually told you what the truth was and you still did that. That's stalking.
You know, but you know they're cowards. They're not gonna just come up front and tell you.
Well,
about
yeah,
it.
We know that.
Whoa.
Maurice said, hold up.
They're not gonna say, yeah. They're not gonna say, yeah, I'm with this other chick. They ain't gonna say that. They still gonna be with you to get what you got. That's all. Yes, I'm bitter. I'm very bitter.
That wasn't really stalking. That was just trying to find out that was your gut telling you something. And that was more of crime scene investigation right there. That was a little CSI Angela Lansbury stuff going on. But
okay,
stalking
better.
Is somebody tell you no, and then you still proceed to follow them and calling them and all that. They already told you no. They shut you down. What more do you need for you to leave me alone? You know what I'm saying? That's stalking. So no, you're not really a stalker. Don't think that. Take that back. Take that back.
I know I've stalked. I know I have stalked.
I sure have.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I'm
all right, guys. I'm gonna look, Jonathan, Jesus. I'm gonna go because obviously you can hear them. Meet him. So.
Uh oh.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
Guys,
say
ahora.
I enjoyed myself. I needed a laugh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Thanks for calling in.
Take care.
Good night.
I'm going to explain to y'all what stalking is, okay?
Okay.
I actually stalk somebody, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you how. We were supposed to be separated, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I knew something was going on. I just couldn't catch it. So what I would do was, when I know they had to go to work, I sit there and watch them go to the train station, right?
Uh-huh.
One day they told me they was going to a party. So you know how you get a feeling or whatever the case is. I got the feeling something was going on, right? Now, remind you, we already, what we're doing is we're taking some time off, supposed to be like, not separate space, giving each other space. Now, to me, back then, I feel like if you gave a person space, that don't mean you go out with somebody else. Understand?
Uh-huh.
So what happened was, the person had told me, they going to a party. So I'm like, okay, that's how I have fun. Now remind you, we still, we're supposed to be getting space, but we still supposed to be having that, whatever the case is. Now, they told me they were going to their cousin's house to a party. I sit there on the bike, right? And what happened was, I seen them get out the cab. I take the cab down with my bike. Where did he pick her up at?
Wow.
Right? Yeah, that's stalking. That's some real stalking for your age. Okay? He told me Wall Street. So, when I spoke to her, I was like, no, you told me you was going to a party at your cousin's house. Oh, yeah, it's a party at my cousin's house. Kind of found out, make a long story short. Her cousin, the one who called the cab, they went to a party at Wall Street with some dude that they had that she had known. And the cab driver told her some guy came looking for her, pulled him over. That's how she found out I went to the cab. But,
wow.
That's some stalking for you. Yeah, now that's stalking. I'm not crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know whether that was love or stupidity. I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. We all get a little stupid moment sometimes. you know, we dumb ourselves down. We get that. You know what I mean? But again, that's just your intuition telling you something is not right. Especially when you've been with that person for a while. You know what I'm saying? And y'all all comfortable. We know each other's schedule and all that stuff. We already know how we do things. We know how we operate. And then all of a sudden, something out of the ordinary is popping off. Something ain't right. It ain't not for us anyway. It might be right for them, but it ain't right for me. And I'm going to find out what's going on. I don't call that stalking. I don't think that's stalking.
I
think that's just trying to find out the truth. That's how that is. Like I said, stalking becomes like, oh, I don't want to be bothered with you or whatever. Let's keep it moving. But when somebody continues to sit at you outside your house and calling your phone, and I got people that stalks my Facebook page now. And then I'll get messages and stuff like that, like, listen, knock it off. Yeah, that's stalking. I think there's a little bit of difference.
Uh-huh.
You know?
My man, he's a stalker.
You got your man as a stalker?
Yeah, he didn't think he was stalking, but, you know, he broke up with his girl. And he was like, yo, I'm going to wait for her right outside. She's going to be here. He's sitting out there. He's sitting out there waiting, too. See if she comes in by herself.
Like, oh, now that's a stalker.
Oh, my.
That's a stalker.
Yeah. I've been there, though. I've been there. I've definitely been there, but I had every reason to do so was because this any person that's going to take this secret to his grave would always do things, come in the wrong times, and always had just some type of story or something. So I ended up stalking him and always catching him out there. But, you know, this was when I was younger and my self-esteem was really low, and you know, I had a lot of time on my hands, so I would stalk him, catch him in all sorts of situations, cheating and all. And then, of course, stupid little me, I stayed with him for a long time, but I'm so grateful that I matured, I opened my eyes, I realized my self-worth, and got rid of the son of a you-know-what.
That's what you got to do sometimes. You got to really take heed to it and, you know.
Yeah, you do. Like Rachel always said, the red flags.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And pay attention to them red flags because they mean something. Pay attention to them red flags.
Of course, them signs.
Yep.
Believe me, when I got that solidarity of my man cheating, now, you know, he was doing, you know, things that, you know, had me questioning, and then he ended up in the hospital where one time, you know, he was always defensive over his phone. One time his phone, it rang, and now he's laying in the hospital all beat up and all that from the accident. So his phone rang. And as soon as the phone rang, it dropped on the floor. The phone dropped on the floor to where he couldn't get it. I had to get it. You know what I'm saying? When I picked the phone up, when I tell you he almost snatched my arm off trying to get the phone, I said, okay. If it's that crazy, I'm answering it. How about that? I answered the phone. Then I already knew what it was. Like, okay. All right, I'm going to show you. I'm tired of talking. I'm tired of talking. Now I'm blue in the face. It's time for action. You can call it what you want. Yep, so it's a little bit of signs that you really have to pay attention to. You know, when it comes to stuff like that, you have to pay attention. Take heed to all of that stuff. You don't let it consume you, but you do pay some attention. You know what I mean? But as far as, like, the old, knowing how many partners my mate and stuff done had, I leave that. Let that dwindle away with the dirt.
I think that's a little too extreme. Want to know how many, you know, partners you have, and you know, that could damage your relationship if you had to me. I don't want to know how many partners you have. I don't care how many partners you have. Who are you? Just don't do it with me. That's what you did back then. Hey, don't do it.
Yeah, you don't. Like I said, knowing is a gift and a curse. You don't want to know everything. Some things are better left unsaid.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It really is, and that's the truth. Because, well, see, that's why there's death in the world now from knowing. the knowledge of evil. Come on now, listen. Come on. You really don't. You don't need to know everything. Like I said, especially if you're having a good relationship, you know, with the person that you are now, you could be that person that made the difference in the person's life.
Right. You don't want
to know what I'm saying? You could have been the person that actually changed that person. Not really changed it. You have to change yourself. But, you know, whatever the chemistry that y'all had going just enhanced the person that you are, the true person that you really are, and, you know, helped you mature.
Exactly. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it's about that time where it's coming to the end of the show, and we have to go around a circle and give our last comments on tonight's show. So, Maurice?
Well, I just want to say I had a call with some of these. I appreciate the topic. That is being about the feedback. But mainly, I'm going to say that if you're in a relationship and you're not with the person no more, leave them alone. Don't stalk them. If you're with somebody and you're happy with them, be with them. But other than that, don't put yourself in a situation that puts yourself miserable with that person. Sometimes it's best to be happy alone than somebody in the middle.
All right. I agree. I hear that. Wow. Diva Angie, I'm going to give you the floor.
Yes. And if I go blank, it means my set done cut off.
All right.
We had a wonderful show. We have a wonderful show every week. We appreciate our callers and our supporters of the show. You guys keep us running. Thank our CEO and our executive producers, Rich Money and Miss Lavina Polite. Thank you guys so much for your time and everything. And as far as tonight's show, I think everybody should give themselves a little time in between relationships. Just be sure of what it is you're going into and what you're leaving from. Communicate everything. Don't try to hide nothing. And things that's in the past are meant to be left there. So don't destroy your relationship now with that garbage that you had in the past. So be safe about things. You know what I mean? Don't go in there with no technology and all that.
I like that word.
That technology is crazy. So, you know, thinking that you're pulling the wool over somebody's eyes or got something hidden. No, just, you know, be upfront about things. Be adult about things. So, and again, I thank you guys. And again, you can catch me on Facebook, Angie Smith on Facebook, and I'm Wearing It Well on Instagram. It's my name on Instagram. I'm Wearing It Well. And you catch us same time next week. And I'm going to turn the floor over to my diva, Rachel. Go, Queenie.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I got to give it up to, first and foremost, our hire. Because if we had no hire, there would be no us, no GQ Palace. So I want to say thanks be to God for all the blessings. I want to thank and give big ups to our CEO and our executive, Rich Money and Lavina. We love y'all. We respect y'all. Big shout out to GQ Palace, the whole family, the fans, the hosts, tonight's listeners and callers. Maurice, thank you. Anonymous, thank you. All of the callers and listeners tonight. Call again next week, same time, same place, same date. Best one joining on the conversation. My take on tonight's topic, responsible breed rewards, but being irresponsible breeds consequences and trouble. Yes. My co-divas, Andy and T, I love y'all. Fabulous show tonight, Andy.
Me too, darling.
We see you. We love you. We do have other shows. Do check out tomorrow's show with KL and Tiffany Belvin. Same time, same place, same phone number. And we do have a Facebook page for GQ Palace.
So check us out on Facebook. Each week we do have something for every day. So as Rich Money says, it's but a baby. Have a fabulous night, fabulous rest of the week. Check us out next week at the same time, same place. Love y'all.
Wow.
Right, guys, folks.
The Surgeon General, the Surgeon General, the Surgeon General.